Maine Senator Susan Collins was in Jackman today to offer her support to the town. She also used the visit to distance herself from a Republican member of the Maine legislature whose comments about a war on whites are also drawing attention this week. Susan Sharon has that story.
So at this time, I'd like to introduce Maine's U.S. Senator Susan Collins.
Thank you.
Senator Collins was barely through the door of Schmooze's in Jackman when she said what so many residents already believe to be true. You did the right thing.
And I want everybody to know what a warm and welcoming community this is. A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of their race or their religion.
Saying she understood they'd been through a rough patch, Senator Collins then told about 50 residents who turned out for the event that lunch was on her. Speaking with reporters afterward, Collins said she was impressed with how decisively the Board of Selectmen acted. The news about Tom Kaczynski's interest in voluntarily segregating the races broke on a Friday. He was terminated from his job the following Tuesday.
And to me, that sends such a strong signal that intolerance is just not part of who we are in the state of Maine and in the community of Jackman.
Collins was then asked about Republican Representative Larry Lockman of Amherst, who is serving his third term in the Maine legislature. Collins endorsed him in 2014. But Lockman, who has been known for his extreme views about gays and immigrants, this week sent out an email attacking a bill to create immigrant welcome centers as part of the left's war on whites. The comments, first highlighted by the Maine Beacon, echo language used by the white supremacist movement. Collins says Lockman will not be getting her support for re-election.
I am very disappointed in many of the comments that he has made. He has every right to make them, and we believe in free speech, but he certainly will not be getting my support.
A call to Representative Lockman seeking comment was not immediately returned. Jackman residents, meanwhile, say they're proud of the way their town leaders dealt with the former town manager. Selectman Alan DuPlessis says he's received emails and calls from around the country.
They said that, you know, we can't believe that you worked this quick and took care of things as fast as you did, but they said we're so glad you did. So
all the calls and emails have been positive?
Yes, we haven't had any negatives.
DuPlessis says it was important to the Board of Selectmen that Jackman not become a battleground for white supremacists. By all accounts, life has returned to normal. The board has hired an interim town manager, Mitch Berkowitz, who has served in the role twice before, to run things for them. And DuPlessis says, of the many lessons learned in the past 2 weeks, one of the biggest is that the next applicants for the job need to be more thoroughly vetted. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
Late this afternoon, Representative Lockman did respond to our request. He says he thinks it's fair to say there is a war on whites, and he makes no apologies for what he said in his email or an op-ed he wrote following up.